What's up, everybody? Come on. Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Friday edition, Engage Heaven Today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. Want to thank you, as we've done for years now, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in and making us a part of your day. I love this devotional. You can pick it up, Engaging Heaven Today devotional. And let me just tell you, the women's devotional is coming out, so you don't want to miss this. It's incredible. Not sure if we're going to do a women's devotional, but it is fire. Oh, my goodness. I'm looking at this devotional the other day. It's coming out. We should be getting to warehouse this week. I'm doing a fire night next weekend up in Connecticut. I'm hoping to have them. So this could be huge. We're going to jump in today. It's called Apart From Me. John 15:5 says this. Fruit doesn't come by striving. It comes through abiding. Fruit grows through resting in God and nurturing an intimate relationship with Jesus. We cannot force fruit or speed up the process through our own strength, because apart from God, we could do nothing. I've watched people, relationships, and businesses, they suffer because they're trying to succeed through their own strength. We just can't do it without God. The Lord, His kingdom, and His values must be at the forefront of everything in our lives. We're either with Him or apart from Him. We're either hot or cold. That's why Jesus told us to pick a side, or He's going to spit us out. Right? Revelation 3:16. We need to stop playing a fence and go one way or the other. Everyone on the planet will need to burn for God or burn in hell. Choose to burn for God and to strengthen your passion for Him every single day. The thought is, are you frustrated by an area of your life that isn't where you want it to be? Have you tried sitting with God and asking Him to take control? John 15:5 is the scripture. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him bears fruit, much fruit. For without me, Jesus said, you can do nothing. I think about when the Lord was tempted in the desert, right? And there's this moment he's tempted in the desert, and the devil's like, man, if you're the son of God, then do this. If you're the son of God, then why don't you do this? Oh, if you think you're the son of God, then do this. And the Bible said that, you know, Jesus hitting him with the word, right? Man won't live by bread alone, but, you know, Jesus just boom, 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 hitting him with the word. But two things. One, yes, we stand on the word. We're filled with the word. That's what we fight with. Number two, the whole thing was to get him to operate independently from the Father. The devil knows if he can get Jesus to operate outside of faith, that he got him. And I'll tell you, as a pastor today, that's what he wants you to do. Operate outside of the Father. And I don't think you're going to wake up and go, oh man, I'm just going to step away from the Father today. I mean, that's foolish. But I do think you can make decisions without praying. I do think you can step into your day without devotion. I do think you can set yourself up where you're not putting on the armor of God. Let a couple of Sundays go by without church. And it's subtle, man. Operating independently from the Father is not a day decision. Man, it's a slow cooker, right? You've worked hard to get to a point where God's not first in your life. You've spent years not putting God first in your marriage, years not putting God first in your children. And you cannot get upset at God when you're in a dry place because you've rejected His principles for living. You've worked hard to get here. And operating independently from a God, look, Jesus said, apart from Him, you can do nothing. So why are we fighting to do anything outside of fellowship with the Holy Spirit? Why? There's so much more for you in this abundant life, but stop doing it apart from God. One of the signs that you're not doing it with the Lord is you're not doing anything. Things aren't working out. You're doing it in your own strength. You're struggling. You're complaining. You're bickering. You're fighting. Look, you can't do this without Jesus. Apart from Him, you can't do anything. And so, look, it's time to let go. It's time to let God in and take over every area of your life. It sounds so elementary, man. It's so hard for people to do. He's the vine. We're the branches. And then here's what He said. He that abides in me will bear much fruit. Did you hear that? He that abides in me will bear much fruit. Most people on the earth today are trying to get fruit through striving, not abiding, right? They're trying to make it in their own strength. Okay, I'm going to work 5 jobs. I'm going to cut you out of my life so you're never going to hurt me again. Everybody's doing stuff in their own strength, answering fights in their flesh. And Jesus said, you want to bear fruit? You want to live a life of significance? You want to live a life that counts? Then abide in me. How do I get there, Lord? How do we get to greatness? Abide in me. How do I bear a lot of fruit, Jesus? Abide in me. How do I become great, man? Abide in me. Abiding in God is challenging because you can't put that on Facebook. Abiding in God is challenging because it's not an Instagram quote, man. You can't do a video on Instagram and somehow think you're abiding in God. Abiding in God is a daily prayer and worship and surrender and stripping away of the flesh and living for God in every decision that comes in, doing it with godly wisdom and learning to raise your kids in the ways of God. I mean, this is how you do it. You can't think that you're going to have a life that's connected to the vine by yourself. And it's subtle, right? It's not going to come in. It's resting in nurturing an intimate relationship with Jesus. And a lot of people right now are trying to do life without God. I'm convinced of this. Every single Sunday morning across America and across the world, churches gather together in his name, so to speak. And when Jesus shows up at the door, they go, "Nah, we're good, man. We don't need you. We have our own programs. We have a good pastor that's charismatic. We have, oh man, our programs are amazing. Our systems are amazing. Our leadership teams are A+. We don't need you, Holy Spirit." And I'm convinced every Sunday, the Lord just backs up and he says, "Okay, go ahead and do it then. Do you want to do it apart from him, or do you want to welcome the Holy Spirit?" Because when you welcome Jesus in the room, things happen, right? When you welcome Jesus into church, people don't leave like they're just walking out of a movie theater. They leave encountering something, being challenged and changed by something, their bodies being healed. That's what life is. And so today I want to challenge you as we go into this weekend, don't make a thought, man, without him. Live in him, abide in him, take time with him and watch your life flourish. That's it for today. Really good, really good, really good. We love you guys. As always, thank you for tuning in to Engage Heaven Today. I'll see you Monday. Let's go.